Good morning, Albuquerque. Thank you so much for joining us on 1050 KTBL. This is Go Local Boom, and we are your local business promo talk show. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox search engine optimization and web design supports businesses to get their website found online, introduce them to more clients who are in search of their services, and they have awesome community support projects like this one, Go Local Boom, Albuquerque's only online advertising directory, which now also has a radio show that we use to promote your business on social media, on air, online. And with that directory, the profiles are really cool. So if you are so inclined, check out GoLocalBoom.com. It's geolocated from anywhere that you are in the city. You can search for a coffee shop or office supply store or an automotive shop, and it will only show you locally owned and operated businesses. That's what's cool about Go Local Boom. Rocketbox loves local businesses, so check them out at rocketboxseo.com. Or if you're so inclined, you can just search Albuquerque SEO companies. They're going to pop up first. That means they're really good at what they do. But also, you can give them a call at 505-453-9595 should you need some support in those areas. All right, so we're going to get right into saying thank you and good morning for joining us to my co-host, Krista Benavides.
Good morning.
Who used to be with Chris Talk International, but she has now rebranded as Chispas Performance Solutions. Define Chispas for us, Krista.
Chispas is Spanish for sparks.
Sparks.
Yes.
So you're going to help my business sparkle.
Sparkle.
Create sparks.
Yes.
I can think of all
Light
kinds
up the world.
Right. I can think of so many cool metaphors and analogies for sparks.
You got it.
Steel sharpens steel is one of them. So
yeah.
I know that you like to help businesses sharpen themselves and their teams and their tools. So we can talk a lot more about that in a little bit. But thank you for joining me as my co-host today.
My pleasure.
Chris has been my co-host for about a month now. My business partner has been focusing on business and he'll be traveling now for a little while. So every week, Krista brings in a couple of her friends from the community. Our first guest this morning is Luis Galarza. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for doing business in Albuquerque. If you weren't a local business, you wouldn't be here. So we want to know who you are and what you do. Tell us the name of your business and what services you provide.
Good morning. Yeah. The name of the business is GN Services.
Wonderful.
We provide all the services included for all the office equipment. Like you say, computers, printers, POS systems, anything to do with the office equipment in your home or office.
What about my secretary? She's got some problems.
Well, we can help her out too, I think.
No, that's where
Chris,
I
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's where Krista comes in.
I deal with people, Luis deals with the technology.
yes, indeed.
So yeah. The two of you are a dynamic duo for any local business.
I think so, yes.
Luis, how long? Okay, so before we go too much further into how awesome your company is, let's tell everybody how they can reach you should they need you.
Yes, reach me by phone. You can do this 505-266-2954.
Wonderful. And I assume you guys have a website and email and whatnot. So gnservices@gnrepair.com, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Best way for them to send you an email. You guys use social media to promote your business?
We're starting to do it. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we haven't got into yet, but we're trying to do mm-hmm. that right now.
No, I believe it. It's a difficult thing to do. We're in the digital space and we're not the best at social media either. We always have friends that help us out with that kind of thing. Eventually we'll scale to the point where we have a staff member that can focus on that stuff, but it's not the easiest thing to do.
Absolutely. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. And for your market, maybe it's not the best resource, you know, to connect with people who might need your services. But the cool thing about Facebook and other social media platforms is that you can get really creative about how you use them. So there's people out there to help should you need a hand. Okay, so we now know what you do and how we can reach you. Tell us how long you've been in business.
We've been in business, believe it or not, since 1984.
I do believe it. since I was 4 years old.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a long time.
I'm looking around in the booth to see if anyone else is as surprised about that as I am.
I was only five.
So you've been in business for 30 plus years.
Exactly. Since I started in high school, believe it or not, we started doing this, working for many companies. They're doing office equipment.
And it started with you as the founder?
No, my uncle.
Okay.
Started school. Used to be called Optimus Systems.
Optimus Systems? Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
So Optimus Systems started 30 plus years ago and you started working there in high school.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Family owned and operated.
Yes.
What made you decide to change the name?
Well, the company went out of business probably about I will say 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we decide to, because they used to do computers. I mean, online kicking. Mm-hmm. So the business just went down for the computer business. So we started just concentrating more in the service.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought out the service department from Optima Systems and Pat Goodwin's, and we opened GN Services.
Wonderful. And that's been a successful venture for the last 14 or so years.
Very much so, yes, yes. Because I think we're unique what we do, because we do everything. I mean, if you got something small, broken, even typewriters, we still do it.
It's a machine in your office that you use to do business. GN Services can repair it.
Exactly. Or we will try to get somebody that will do it. We find somebody that will help, you know, that will help you out.
So the majority of your services are performed in-house or by one of your techs, but if it's something you can't do, you know somebody that can.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
And we also go out to businesses, you know, we do a lot of, you know, service calls too. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
That's a great resource to have. And especially because you guys will, you know, no job too small, like you were telling me earlier, you guys will accept any repair that needs to be done. All they have to do is reach out to you and ask you for help and you'll be there. But also, if they've got a question about how to make something work, you don't charge them for a diagnostic.
No.
That definitely sets you apart from your competition.
Absolutely. And that's what is being really helpful, because we don't charge to anybody just to bring the machine and check that out. Any machine, you know, laptop, computer, printers, anything, you know. And I think there's a few companies, like, they do that kind of stuff, you know. And if they don't fix it with us, whatever, we still get, you know, that thank you, and people come back to us with something else.
Yeah, that makes a lot of good sense. There's my only experience in this space was with a company that does, they kind of provide membership services, right? Mm-hmm. If you pay them a monthly fee, they provide you with your ink and toner, and then they provide you with your maintenance as well. But I had a terrible experience with that.
Yes.
Because what they come in and they test how many units do I print per month.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell them how much ink I'm going to use and how much service they should have to perform for the lifetime of the account and so on. And they say, okay, you owe us, you know, $75 a month for 5 units, right? Mm-hmm. And that's perfect, because anytime I need new ink, I just send them an email. They send me ink, and I'm going to mm-hmm. pay less with them than I am just to buy the ink, much less the services. Mm-hmm. But then there are all these hidden fees. If I print 5 too many pages this month, or if I, you know,
surprise.
Yeah, don't do this. And it got to the point where I was spending more per month than I would have spent on ink in 3 months. And so hopefully you guys have a different model than that.
Yes, we do. We do try to just service what you need. And for example, ink, like you said, I mean, we try to sell you the ink. We don't sell you the contract like they do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those contracts, we charge you by the call. And some of those contracts, for example, if you pass the pages, like you said, they charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that stuff, you know. We try to sell you better the ink, so you won't have those, you know, to spend more paying for the ink. Because at the end, you will pay like you bought 4 cartridges instead of just using one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Krista, what's your experience in this space? Are you familiar with Luis? We didn't get a chance to talk about
it. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, one of the things that I appreciate about his services is that you aren't led down this rabbit hole and mm-hmm. say, oh, well, you need this. And, well, you might want to do this, too, because it's going to go out later on. And, no, it's very straightforward. I'm not technically savvy. I'm people savvy, not mm-hmm. technically savvy. And so that's what I really – and Luis and I have been friends for what? Well, maybe we don't want to age ourselves, but at least 20 years.
That long, yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And back from our telecom yes. days.
That's a testament to you both being good human beings.
Yes, yes. And so he's always up front. And if there have been cases where he'll say, you know, I could put the work into this, but it's going to cost you more. It's mm-hmm. better if you just bite the bullet and buy a new, in my case, it was a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did, versus him, you know, putting the effort and the work into it, and that it was going to be, and then spending the money there, and then still needing to replace the system, you know, 6 or 3 months down the road. So that's something that you don't find very many places.
Right.
There's that hidden upsell or the hidden fees, like you were talking about.
Yeah, like a shady mechanic.
Exactly.
Because you're a vendor that I'm going to invite in my place of business and become one of my trusted, you know, members of my extended family and my circle. I need to be able to just call you and know that I don't have to worry about whether or not the information you're giving me is the most accurate. And you've been doing it for a long time, so obviously you're doing something right.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yeah. We really get into the, like, we fill your budget. So my partner Alberto and I, Alberto Naranjo and I, we've been doing this for so long that, like Krista said, I mean, at one point we're going to say, you know, it's just cheaper to buy a new one. And, or we'll also, we might sell you a refurbished machine if we have it in stock. We also do that too. We sell refurbished equipment too. So if you don't have the budget to buy a new one, we still can give you something better than what you have right now.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great service and a good resource. What are some of the ways, we got a couple minutes left, what are some of the ways that you market your business for those who are listening and might, you know, want to know some effective uses that you have found for networking or marketing your business over the years?
I did a Google stuff. I paid through the to CenturyLink I have right now in Comcast. I paid Google to put my webpage on, you know, online to help us with those kind of resources. Mm-hmm. And it's been helping. I mean, that's what I mentioned to you in the beginning, that we need to emphasize more in something else.
Yeah.
But that's been helping. But most of the stuff is just, you know, doing good service, be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
word
of mouth, it helps so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been successful for us.
Well, and I think another thing is that you have the language skills. I mean, you're bilingual, and so there are companies out there that want that reliability and be able to understand what's going on with their system in Spanish, in language.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the other thing that they offer that a lot of similar companies don't. Yeah. In the area.
That's a really good point that you make. Our market is definitely rich with the bilingual community, and there are so many entrepreneurs that have immigrated. I know quite a few. I used to be in the cleaning industry myself, and we were independents, and so there were a lot of us that's, you know, that's our skill set, and you know, we really have kind of made a way. And so larger cleaning companies, larger brands like Molly Made and those, they don't really have as much market share in this community as the independents do, for that reason, because it's better for us to just work for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more freedom and flexibility. Okay, so let's go ahead and give everybody your contact information one more time, should they need to reach you.
Sure. The name of the company, again, is GN Services. We located at 1425 Carlisle Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. And the best number to reach us is 505-266-2954.
Luis Galarza, GN Services, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, and thank you for what you do in our community. We look forward to introducing some people to you through Go Local Boom. All right, folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be coming right back with another local, oh man, how do I describe Dia? She does everything for your business.
Yes, she is the person who helps you focus on what you do best.
Coming right back, Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is back in full effect on 1050 KTBL, and we really appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning in Albuquerque. It's a beautiful day, is it not, Krista Benavides?
It is a gorgeous day in Albuquerque.
Krista Benavides with SheSpas Performance Solutions is my co-host and has been for a few weeks now. We're gonna miss each other for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I can't believe you're kicking me out.
You're welcome to come. You're welcome to come and join us, but I'm really excited to have Patty Farmer in here. We're building up towards Social Media Day. I'm one of the speakers on the panel, and we're putting a lot of resources into this event. So she's going to be my co-host, and we're going to be talking to some of her clients and friends from her network for the next few weeks. So that doesn't mean that you can't. Maybe we should bring you in as a guest on one of those shows so that you can talk about the rebrand and the additional services.
That's a fantastic idea. I will be here.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So our second guest this morning is an associate of mine from the community who has been chomping at the bit to get on the show for a while. I'm really excited to have you in here, even though I'm not the one that scheduled it. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful co-host, and Dia is going to be an amazing guest. I'm sure of it. And you guys will know that I'm telling you the truth when I tell you her business name and tagline. So, Dia Leonis is the wizard behind the curtain at Business Adventures by Dia, and that's literally her tagline: "The wizards behind the curtain." I consider myself a sorcerer once in a while, so no wonder you and I get along so well.
See, and then we've got sparks coming from my business.
You got sparks and wizards and sorcerers.
We have so many great business resources in the Albuquerque community. And the reason that we got Go Local Boom together is because I don't think there are enough people out there talking about what it is. I think we hear a lot of, Vince and I created Go Local Boom specifically to breathe some positive life into the reputation of Albuquerque. You know, Go Local Boom is something that is a free resource that's provided to any local business. As long as you're not a big box franchise, we're not going to invite you in here if you are, because I don't want to live in a community where the only coffee I can get is from Starbucks or the only burger I can get is from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I love my local coffee joints. I love my local burger joints, and I love my local business resources. So Dia, tell us who you are and what you do for businesses.
Well, what we really do for local businesses is give you back your time to focus on what you're best at, and that's running and marketing your business. A lot of times, you know, you create a business because you have a good idea or you're really good at something. And what you find is you're distracted by the 700 other things you now have to be an expert mm-hmm. at. So you start a business because you're a great mechanic. And now you have to be a bookkeeper, and you've got to do payroll, and you've got to write manuals for policies, and oh my gosh, you know, you have to be a social media expert and a marketing expert. And those are not in your wheelhouse.
Right.
You're a mechanic, and you're a great mechanic, and right. you want to serve, you know, the people that need a great mechanic here in Albuquerque. And what you find is you're distracted, and a lot of your time is taken up by doing these other things that are not in your wheelhouse, are not your level of expertise. And so that's where we come in. We come in and really try and give you back the time to do what you're best at. And that's, you know, nobody talks about your business better than you.
That's beautiful. Okay, so now that you've got everybody excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you.
Oh, gosh, it's easy. You can reach me on my email address, which is dia@businessadventuresbydia.com. Or you can give me a call or a text at 505-933-4333. I totally scored on the phone number.
That is a great phone
I only got it a couple of years ago, and I was just shocked. I did so well on my phone number. I love it. So now I'm never going to change it.
Hard to forget. And for those of you that are wondering, Dia is spelled D-I-A, Business Adventures by Dia, D-I-A. Okay, so I love what you do, especially because we say that all the time when we're talking to businesses about their website or about their online advertising or about anything that we're consulting on them with, you know, or consulting with them on. It makes sense that they need to be able to do what they're good at. Don't worry about what we're doing. We're going to explain how we do it to you.
Sure.
But you're paying us to do it for you so you can focus on being a mechanic or being a bookkeeper or whatever.
Whatever it is that your specialty is.
And most entrepreneur startups go out of business in the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get out of the red within the first 5 years, and most of them go out of business. And it's unfortunate because I think people who are really good at what they do should be in business for themselves. Our economy, I think the world and life in general, you know, really responds to people that are willing to take massive action and go after what they want. And so what happens most of the time when we build businesses is that it's mine and I need to do it my way. But you're really good at this thing. Just because you came from the top level at your corporation when you had a job doesn't mean that you can start a business doing the same thing, because like you said, there's more to it than just changing a tire.
Doing that thing, right?
Whatever
that thing you're good at. And it is a real challenge. What I often say to my clients is, you know, don't step over the big pile of money. Don't step over the money which is in growing your clientele, bringing new business in, you know, to get to the little pile of money, which is paying somebody to do
mm-hmm.
the kinds of things that we do. You do a similar business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times people get into this that, you know, no one else can do what I do
right.
the way I do it. And there's some truth to that, but there's a lot of things that can be delegated. And if you're letting yourself be distracted by those things that could be easily delegated to somebody else for not a large investment.
Look, if I believe I can do human resources better than you, or write a policy manual better than you, or even do my own books better than you, I'm in denial. I'm delusional. I'm lying to myself, because there are some things that I do really well. And those aren't some of those things.
Yeah.
They're really not.
Well, and that's where we try to help. We try to give you, we're kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, we'll even plan events for you. We've had, personal trainers that are doing, you know, fitness workshops, or someone like Krista who does presentations and workshops and classes. So we really try to be that one-stop shop so that you're not spending additional time going from, you know, this person for your books and this person for your social media and another person to do your events. sense for you. We really try and encompass all of that. And look, I don't do everything myself. I have partners that I work with. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm looking for, you know, search engine optimization, that's not my strong suit.
Right.
But what I can do is I can say, hey, I know the guy that can do this and I can get them on it for you. So you're not spending your time researching where do I go now for this next thing.
So you've done a pretty good job developing a strong network for yourself and for your clients so that you really can have adventures with everyone's business.
It's absolutely necessary to have a strong partnership.
Right. And I think that's one thing that really makes your business unique is that just what you said, you don't do everything yourself, but you have those networks and contacts and partnerships with people so that if a person, because sometimes I think with, I've found this in my business that I might not know exactly what I need, but I could contact you and say,
right.
Okay, here's what I want to accomplish. I don't really know how or who to contact
to get there,
for that.
But we'll...
So yeah, to fill in the blanks to then either get me connected with somebody who does or says, yes, we can do that.
Well, and that's absolutely important. And, I mean, a strong network, I'll never claim to be an expert at everything. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. But my goal with a client is to never have to say no to them. If they need something, if it's not me, I know the place to go. And most of my partners are willing to let me, you know, kind of be the face and negotiate in with them. So the client's not dealing, the client doesn't feel like they're being passed off to seven different people, right? Mm-hmm. They work with me, they go through me, I negotiate, you know, they may have to have a meeting with the expert to talk about where they're trying to get. But we usually try to play the general manager, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term, so that the client isn't feeling like they're getting handed off to a bunch of different people for different services.
And that's a great clarification, because I think that could be the fear of somebody contacting an all-encompassing organization
right.
like yours.
Right.
Think, oh, they're just going to pass me off to five different people, and that's going to waste my time, and that's not it at all.
And we really try not to do that.
Or if you do everything, what one thing do you do really well? And
right.
the answer to that question is we manage projects really well.
Right.
You can delegate these tasks to us and trust that we've got somebody for everything.
Yep.
I'm not going to do each of those things myself. Your skill set is managing those people, you know, to an effective end as a means to an end for the business to grow and to move forward. And again, I think that most entrepreneurs get that really closed perspective. I want to do it myself. Nobody knows it better than I do, until it gets so painful that we have no choice but to ask somebody for mm-hmm. help. You know, or that our nephew or our partner's daughter or whoever's supposed to be doing this thing didn't do it properly. And although I might have some level of loyalty or control over those people, they're not professionals in that field.
And that's the challenge.
And you're stepping over the large pile of money to save a little money here or to get, I love that metaphor because
yeah.
it's true. And you know, I'm constantly trying to develop and learn. And in order to do that, you have to spend money. You have to spend money on your business. And a good place to start is to spend it on somebody that you can trust that can handle a lot of this grunt work for you while you focus on building, right? That's the difference between working for your business and on your business.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a great way to say it, because too often we find that we work for our business.
We create, I started a business, but really all I did was create a full-time job for myself mm-hmm. that doesn't pay me as much as
right.
the corporation
as the corporate, that, yeah, corporation used to work for, right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And I really try and encourage, you know, hopefully they don't wait, too long, because that can be really detrimental. And, you know, you were talking about businesses going out, of business within 5 years. And a lot of times I think it's because we don't open ourselves up to mm-hmm. asking for help early on.
Mm-hmm.
And we take our focus away from working on our business
right.
and spend it working for our business.
If you've started your own business and, you know, you're in, you know, whatever industry it is, say, you know, bookkeeping, you know, tax preparation, whatever it is, you have to consider all of your employees, you know, investments in your business that should net a return because they're producing labor that you can't, and the subcontractors that you have to hire, like the bookkeeper and the attorney and the trademark assistant, or, you know, whatever else you have to do to make your business grow, whether they're living and working in your office or not, you still have to make the investment for your business to grow, or you're going to stagnate. And that's, I've been learning a lot from business coaches lately, and we fall into these pits. Most people start a business and they never had a business plan in the first place.
In the first place, yeah.
And so you don't know whether or not you need a bookkeeper or a janitor or security or a receptionist or an office manager or whatever it is. You know, you're doing the job of six different people. Entrepreneurs are the crazy people that are willing to work 80 hours a week so that they don't have to work 40 hours for somebody else.
Yeah.
But you could really just, you know, take a little bit less money on the front end, pay your business before you pay yourself. And your business is going to pay you more in the long run.
Well, and that's really it, is we're trying to help clients get to the next level. That's our goal, is to see you succeed. You know, the more business you have, the more business I have. So our goal is to help you get to where you need to be. And you can't do that if you don't grow.
Right.
And you can't grow if you're distracted by the 16 other things that take your time away from, you know, networking and selling and getting out there and building a clientele.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I'm a sales guy. I should not be in the office managing accounts and doing customer service follow-ups and collecting documentation and invoicing and all of those things. But I've had to do those things until I got to the point where I realized, if I'm doing all of that, I can't be outselling. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not outselling, we're not growing.
Well, and what may take you an hour and a half to do may take me a half an hour to do, mm-hmm. right? It's also the expertise, right? I find a lot of my clients are spending, it's usually the first question I ask is, how many hours a week do you spend doing things that don't increase your bottom line? And if it's more than an absolute couple of hours, it's because it takes you longer to do what I know how to do.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, excellent point.
So.
And I bet everyone that's listening can say that they have experienced that themselves, mm-hmm. is that they spend more than a couple hours a week doing those things that are not making them money.
I don't do search engine optimization. It is not my bailiwick, but I know where to go to get it.
I don't even know what a bailiwick is.
I'm aging myself.
So I think I just aged myself too. Our listeners are probably thinking, what a goofball that guy is. Okay, so Business Adventures by Dia. You're the wizard behind the curtain for everybody's business. Tell everybody how they can reach you one more time.
One more time. My email address is Dia, D-I-A, at businessadventuresbydia.com. And my awesome phone number, 505-933-4333.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us today. Give Dia a call if you need some help with your business. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Right back. We'll be back. We're going to have the Duke City Gladiators on,
yes,
as our final guest. That's exciting, right? Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are super excited to talk to the Duke City Gladiators today. If you guys want some affordable family fun, you know, we've got the Isotopes. We've got some other things going on here. Duke City Gladiators are one that you can add. Oh, ABQ Seoul. That's what I was going to say. We've now got a soccer team. They might be building an arena. So this is an emerging and expanding market in Albuquerque. And that's really cool because I grew up complaining about the fact that there was nothing to do in this city. So I just got into a bunch of trouble, probably just an excuse, you know, that I was looking for to blame my behavior on. But the fact of the matter is, there was not as many things to do in the community as there are now. So we're really excited about this. Duke City Gladiators, Mr. Meadow, what's your last name?
Lemon.
Meadow Lemon.
Meadow Lemon. It sounds familiar because it is. My dad was the Harlem Globetrotter, Meadowlark Lemon.
Oh.
So if you grew up with Scooby-Doo and
I grew
Gilligan's
up with
Island,
definitely.
You'll know who my father is.
That was actually one of my favorite things to do once a year when
once
the Globetrotters would come to town. I'd love to go watch the Globetrotters. I was a Globetrotters guy more than I was a Monster Trucks guy, you know?
Right.
Basketball was really the only sport that I played in school. We're not talking about basketball today. We're talking about football. So tell us
about football, but it's still all entertainment.
It is. Sports are amazing. We invest a lot of time and resources in that in our country. And so I'm glad that we're doing it in our community as well. Tell us about the Duke City Gladiators. For those of us that don't know the difference between normal football and arena football, but actually, let me take a step back. Where do we find the Gladiators? How do we get a hold of you?
Oh, boy. You'll find us. We'll be in the Coliseum, Tingley Coliseum.
At Tingley.
Yep. Today, matter of fact, we'll be in the Coliseum. We're going to be playing the Amarillo Venom. It's an exciting time. You know, you go on the website, you also can follow us.
So what is that? DukeCityGladiators.com?
DukeCityGladiators.com. We have a great website. Learn everything about the Duke City Gladiators. We have some tremendous ball players, some like I said, some phenomenal ball players. A lot of UNM alums are playing with us this year. You'll be really surprised. So our quarterback, our defensive end, we have some great guys. And so it's really been a blessing to meet these guys, but also embrace the community. And, the Gladiators are having a lot of fun this year. It's been a tough season. It's a long season, and it's been a grueling season. We've been on the road, seems like forever. We've been away from home almost 5 weeks now. So we are so happy to get back to the friendly confines of Tingley Coliseum and put on a show. We really are.
Wonderful. Okay, so we can find the schedule on DukeCityGladiators.com. Is it at Tingley Coliseum every time you guys are there?
All our home games at Tingley. Now, we're down to our last two home games. This is it.
So today, and what's the last one?
Today and then June 3rd. So we're in a stretch run right now. We're in the playoff run. We have to win. We're excited though, but we have a great team, great coaching staff. So we feel real good about where we are right now as a team, as an organization. We're moving forward and, we just want people to come out these last two games and experience the Duke City Gladiators. If you've never experienced it, it is something fantastic. There's a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, so tell us the difference between a normal football game and an arena football game, which is what you guys do.
Yeah, first of all, we play on a smaller field. We play indoors, okay, and we play on 50 yards. So
that's,
basically,
that's half the size field of a normal field.
And if you can just take, and just to make it simple, it's in a hockey rink. We take a hockey rink, we drop turf down. We take the glass boards off. We have to keep the walls up. We put a little bit of padding on them. I tell people all the time, it's a combination of football, hockey, and world wrestling. And like I said, and it's more, a little bit more of that world wrestling.
So you're using the walls in the arena.
Oh yeah, we throw the players right over the walls. And we tell you, matter of fact, if player goes over the wall, throw the player back and keep the football. Just keep the football. We just want the player back in and we just keep going.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I can assume that on a 50 yard field, the points for the game are much higher than the average game as well. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. We've been averaging about 64 points a game.
Oh, wow.
We put them up, and that's what makes it so fun, because it's an easy game to understand. Everyone can understand it. You don't have to try to figure out the strategy behind the game. It's real simple.
Get the guy to the end zone.
He threw the ball. Did he catch the ball? he was over the wall, or was he in the end zone? Real simple.
Did he do a double backflip power bomb off,
exactly,
off the side rail?
And it's fast paced, high scoring, a lot of energy. We have music playing all the time. You got fireworks. You got motorcycles coming out. The girls come out and they're throwing T-shirts into the crowd.
Do they have the T-shirt bazooka?
You know, the good thing about Tingley, there's not a bad seat in the house, so
you don't
need
the bazooka.
It. So yeah, the girls can throw. One girl, actually, I was coaching this year in the early part of the season, and I was the offensive coordinator, and I was standing on the bench, and the girl went to go throw a T-shirt up into the stands. It was all balled up. She hit me right in the face.
Oh no!
You know, and I'm looking at her like, really? Come on now.
did we get that on tape?
Yeah. I'm sure they did.
Troopers, the outtakes.
She felt bad.
So you were saying how it's fast-paced and so forth. So for a novice or a mm-hmm. person who doesn't have any experience with arena football like me, is it as – are the rules the same? Or is there still the same kind of playbook you would see?
We have a few things that are different, but there's some things that are very unique to what we do. We, like, for instance, have two men in motion. Going forward, where in normal football, you would have one man in motion and he has to go lateral.
Right.
We can go forward. We play with 8 men, not 11.
Okay.
So it's smaller.
I'm thinking the smaller fields wouldn't
smaller
accommodate.
Smaller, condensed, but it is quick, and it's quick. Now, we don't punt. Okay, so on fourth down, you either go for it or try to kick a field goal. Now, the beauty is,
yeah, because you should kick a field goal from pretty much anywhere on the field.
Right. You should be able to kick a field goal from any place on the field. So you should always be able to get points. And And my quarterback, he should be able to throw a ball 50 yards, so we should always be able to score on any play.
Right.
Dude, I'm so glad that you came in here, because I have not been to a Gladiators game. I know some of the family that helped support you, Andrea and Michonne, and there's a bunch of volunteers that are actively involved that used to be volunteers for us at my nonprofit, Paws and Stripes.
Okay.
And so they've told us about it, but it's just not been something that I made time for, but you're getting me really excited
about it. And that's it. And that's the beauty of it. We have such great volunteers, people who really are helping making this a mainstay here in the community. It does take a lot. And it takes a lot to kind of build up the momentum, build up a fan base.
But it's happening.
And it's happening, and it's working. And just like you said before, it used to be that these communities didn't have anything. What is there to do? But, now things are changing, and teams like this are coming. Come into our areas. So the big key is that we get everybody out to support them. But we want you to know that it's a family entertainment.
Right.
Fun.
Tell us more about that, because you were telling us in the green room about that. So tell us all that's there, because it really does sound like there's
it's a blast.
Everybody.
You're going to love it.
So here's the deal, is that I'm not just going to sit, because we've done this in this community. We've done some sporting events. There used to be the World of Outlaws race cars, where you're going and sitting on some wooden bleachers, you're going to leave with splinters in your bottom, and the snacks at the snack bar are not that great. But hey, we don't have anything else to do because it's Albuquerque. You guys have taken all of those things to another level.
Exactly. Now, that was one of the things I've been taught, that if you have a chance to do, just like you said, go sit down on some wooden bleachers. If you sit down, it's too late. I want you excited and on your feet.
If you sit down, we've lost you.
Yes. So we start right out with a tailgate party in the parking lot. It's a free tailgate party.
No,
live music.
Just show up. Party before the game.
Yes. Live music, food, games in the parking lot. It is a blast. I believe now our new sponsor for the tailgate parties is the Downs Racetrack.
Uh-huh.
So they've stepped in as well, because it's just so many people were showing up. It's just great.
Oh, that's a perfect sponsorship.
Then you come inside.
They can go from Tingley up to the Downs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then you come inside, and here's where the fun begins. Because inside, now we have a secured area where we have bouncy houses for the kids. We have haircuts. So there's a barber there that's doing free haircuts all game. And this is the one that I know you're going to really love. The mommy massages.
Oh,
we have free
sign
mommy massages.
Up. What time's the game tonight?
You see, tonight, 7 o'clock. The game starts.
Get a tailgate massage.
Yep.
So
tailgate
I can
starts
go.
At 5.
Taken care of.
I can
get a massage.
I can take the wife and kids. I can go watch a game, drink some beer, get some good food, because I know you guys have the snack bar going on.
Yes.
Right? Mom can get a massage. The kids can be playing, and I can watch some guys tackle each other.
And you get to watch the fastest game on turf. I'm telling you, it's a fast game.
Fun for the whole family.
Exciting,
sure.
And that's what it's all about. And we really, we're really excited about it. Our owner, John Lopez, and others have really worked hard on saying, hey, we want to make this a family event. It's not just a football game.
John's a realtor as well, right?
Yes, he's a realtor. You see his face on the buses going around town.
Yep. And there's some other pretty prominent attorneys and business people in the community that are also co-owners.
Yes, Mr. Ferguson, Will Ferguson's involved as well as an attorney.
So these guys have taken time away from whatever else they have going on and invest a lot of energy and focus in this team. I know that they're always out there talking about it and promoting it, doing fundraising on the street and giving away tickets for people to raise money so that they can. It's I'm really excited that our community is coming together in this way. You guys are doing a great job. Make sure that you tell everybody how they can reach out to you and come to a game if they want to.
Hey, real simple. Come see us tonight, 7 o'clock. Remember, tailgate party starts at 5. It's free for everyone. Come to the parking lot and you'll have a blast. Get inside the game. You're going to see one of the most exciting games. Last time we played this team at home, that it literally came down to the last play of the game. We went into overtime. We went up. They came down, they scored, they went for two, and won the game.
Oh.
Heartbreaking.
And I'm telling you,
but exciting.
It's exciting, like I said. And we have battles right down to literally the last possession. So it's going to be exciting. It's not one of these games you're going to get up and leave before the game's over and try to get to the parking lot and get to your car. You're going to want to stay for the whole thing.
Sounds like
then we have a great autograph session where we invite the fans down on the field right after the game to actually get autographs, meet the players, take photos with them, get to shake their hands. And that's something different about us as well. It's not real stuffy and protective. We want you involved.
Tell everybody one more time how they can find you, DukeCityGladiators.com.
DukeCityGladiators.com. That's our website. You can get us. We also on Facebook. You find us on Facebook. And like I said, Saturday night, you can find us on Tingley Coliseum.
And we just show up for tickets.
Yes.
Mr. Meadow Lemon, General Manager, Duke City Gladiators, thank you so much for what you're doing in our community and for spending time with us this morning. We'll see you at the game tonight.
What a pleasure. You guys, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the good work.
Folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with your wrap-up. Welcome back once again to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're going to turn the pace down just a little bit and do your wrap-up. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Obviously, it makes sense that an online advertising portal would be supported by a web design and search engine optimization firm. If you do not know what search engine optimization is, please do your research and find out that it is the best advertising that you can do for your business. You combine that with a strong radio schedule, and man, everybody in the community knows who you are.
And they know.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
Okay, Krista, Cheesepass Performance Solutions, congratulations on the rebrand and all the work that you did with
Thank you.
Community Accelerator Program at CNM. So you guys had your final presentation?
Yes, a week ago. It went very well. We had people from the community come out and support us. It was really great.
Was it a week ago or was it? Oh, yeah, it was about a week ago. Yeah, Friday the 19th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good work. So tell everybody that you changed from Christoc International to?
Yes, to Cheesepass Performance Solutions.
Why? Tell us why.
And that was one of the things, if you missed me at demo day, and I was sharing a little bit with Vince last week, is that part of my participating in the accelerator was to determine if it was feasible and if it made sense to expand my services and to eventually scale my business. And so with some validation of products and customers decided that yes, or determined that yes, the answer was yes. So I have added a new customer segment, which is individuals. While I've worked with individuals in the past, it's been as needed basis through my clients with conferences and so forth.
But not as much a product that you were marketing.
Correct.
Right.
It was more as, you know, when people requested it. And so now it's a definite market that I'm focusing on. So for individuals, I offer coaching and public workshops as well as experiential retreats. And then I've expanded my services for businesses. So whereas I focused primarily before on on-site trainings, you know, the corporate training, if you will. Now, in addition to that, we'll be offering off-site collaborations to extend that more of like a business retreat kind of opportunity.
Sweet.
As well as coaching within the organization.
So it's a full experience.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And of course, I'll still be speaking at conferences and doing that as that's part of the core.
Well, and I can assume that that's one of the ways that you generate leads for your business as well.
Yes.
Is speaking, right?
Yes.
So congratulations to you. I'm really excited to see you grow, and we're looking forward to support you in any way that we can.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing some guests with you this week. That was really exciting. Our first guest was Mr. Luis Galarza from GN Services.
Yes.
That's a guy you've known for like 20 years or something.
Forever,
right?
Yes. Yeah. We were in telecom together back in the day.
Obviously, he's a good guy. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be his friend 20 years later.
Exactly. Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
And you've also used his services for yourself and your business personally.
Yes.
So they do office equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Servicing. They provide ink for some of those things as well, if you would like. But basically, if you've got a computer or a printer,
you have a machine
or
in your
any device that you use for work and in your office, give them a call. They're going to come by and give you a free assessment, so they don't charge for diagnostics, and there's no job too small. So even if it's an old typewriter or a dot matrix printer for invoices that you wish you could grow out of, but your franchise only allows you to use those dot matrix triplicate, you know.
Right. Or your fingers only know how to 10
right,
key.
Right. Or you only know the 10 key. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We hope that they can help you take a step into the technological era. But if not, give them a call at 266-2954. GN Services help you with all of your office maintenance and equipment needs. And then, of course, our friend Dia Leonis from Business Adventures, Business Adventures by Dia. I think I always get caught up on her name because I'm trying to find the best way to describe what she does. She just kills it for your business.
She does. Yes.
If you need help on the back end, I think at one point I described them as your office admin concierge service.
That's a great way to describe it.
Her team is like 5 full-time employees for you, handling bookkeeping, HR, documentation, marketing, event planning. They can do all of that stuff, but they do it offsite. They can come to your office if you need them to, but basically you're hiring this team of people to do all of the grunt work for you to run your business so that you can focus on your business and growing.
Right. And one thing she didn't say, and I'll just do a little bit of bragging on Dia, is that her background is in corporate project management.
Right.
So she's got that skill set.
That really higher level perspective.
Exactly.
I think we get so stuck on the ground and in the muck work of running our business that we're not able to take a step back and look at these things the way that she is. And that's
right.
Where she left corporate America to work for herself, and her skill set is project management. So she wants to help you manage and grow your business. So that's pretty awesome. And then, the Duke City Gladiators.
I've said
that name dozens of times, yeah. And I've never been to a game, but I got pretty excited today that by all of the things that he was describing that I'll experience at a game, I got excited about it. It's something that I'm going to go do.
For sure. And, you know, the mommy massage, a bonus.
I think they did a good job of answering, you know, the questions. Like, well, just because I like football doesn't mean that the wife and kids are going to go want to sit in an arena and watch football too. They said, well, we'll set up a bouncy castle and a play area for the kids. Mom can get a chair massage, and of course
take care of dinner before you get into the Coliseum.
Yeah. Well, and they've got a snack bar, beer and hot dogs and nachos and all that stuff. If dinner out is, you know, junk food night, that's okay. We all eat junk food once in a while.